Yet the camp made concessions for propaganda purposes. SS troops were posted outside the fortress, while daily activity was overseen by a Jewish council of elders, which turned a blind eye to inmates' activities unless they might attract Nazi attention. So, amid the pervasive atmosphere of death, writers managed to write, painters to paint, and composers to compose. Among them was Raphael Schachter, a conductor in his mid-30s. Charismatic, with a striking face and wavy dark hair, Schachter was just beginning to make a name for himself in the rich cultural mix of pre-war Prague. He had scarcely thought of himself as Jewish at all until he was seized by the Nazis. As his months in the camp stretched into years, and more Jews disappeared eastward on Nazi transports, Schachter's fury at his captors steadily grew. And then he thought of a daring plan. He confessed his idea to his roommate in a single sentence. "We can sing to the Nazis what we can't say to them." Their weapon was to be Verdi's Requiem. Everything that Schachter wanted to say lay camouflaged within the Latin words of the Requiem, with its themes of God's wrath and human liberation. Schachter had access to no musical instruments except a broken harmonium found in a rubbish heap. Other than that, he had only human voices to work with. Throwing himself into the plan, he managed to recruit 150 singers.